Hello?
Hey, Chase?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I didn't know if I was going to get Chase or Isaac on this line. I was about to call Isaac next. I tried your phone and went straight to the voicemail. It's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, good. My customer service reps asked me to reach out to you. They said you saw some things on BBB and it's making you uncomfortable or something.
Yeah. That's pretty much exactly it.
Yeah. Do you know how, like, the Better Business Bureau accreditations work?
I guess not.
Okay. So, obviously, this is a good thing to go over because you have a BBB submission with our campaign. So, the Better Business Bureau, if somebody writes something negative on there and you don't address it or, like, help them or, like, resolve the issue, then your accreditation gets affected, like your grade will change. So you notice like all our BBB accreditations, they stay A+. It's because we have no unresolved complaints over almost 20 years in business. So there's like 32 or 33 the last time that I checked that have accumulated on BBB. But for a company that's been in business from 2003 and worked with over 10,000 people, that's not even 1%. And there's zero unresolved. So I take a lot of pride in our company and our reviews and where we work. You know, we're like right next to Disneyland and we have a same review score as Disneyland, and they're the happiest place on earth. So when they told me that, I was like, what? Let me give them a call. But was that
yeah,
the main thing that was like kind of off-putting for you?
Well, I guess, yeah, everything that the reviews went over is pretty off-putting. So, I guess another thing that we had asked for was an example of a website or something that you guys are.
Yeah, freaking Ia. So the thing, yeah, I sent you the website demo, but this is the thing. So like the number we have as the primary, or as like the cell phone, that's supposed to be getting all the text messages, it just goes straight to voicemail when we call it. And then it kind of, like, I seen she sent a couple examples yesterday, and then it, like, bounced back, that 605-595-8227.
Yeah, that's my phone number.
Yeah, that's what I had set as, like, the number to receive messages, and it looked like all the other ones were going through. So then, but all of a sudden when she was sending you these website examples yesterday, they didn't go through. And I thought I showed you a couple of website examples yesterday or might have sent them over, but maybe I missed that. It does look like I sent the pricing and then the email address for you to send in like photos and any logo. But I resent the demo for it. So it's a full custom website design that I have you guys upgraded to. It's not a traditional landing page. So they call it a My Site. The My Sites are fully customizable. You have unlimited amount of pages. We can have like a page for each service that you provide with in-depth content on each one. And, you know, you can send in photos for each individual page that we create and has a Contact Us profile. If they want to contact you there, it'll go straight through to your email. They can leave leads. So it's fully customizable. Obviously, the site will continue to change. The more the clients come in, the more photos you send in, the more you adjust the service. But a big part of doing that client interview that was scheduled at this time yesterday was to kind of gather some information from you as far as helping us develop the content for the site, how you want the site to look, things of that nature. And I think that got kind of put on the back burner. In order to like proceed with getting everything up and running, we still got to do your client interview. Are you available right now? Shall I go through it?
Can we get my partner on the phone here?
Isaac?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let's bring him on.
Okay. So this is a one talk phone, and I have no idea how to work with it, really.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you patched him in yesterday when we signed up. He was on board with us.
Yeah, I was I was sitting next to her on my day yesterday.
Oh, that's what it was. You guys were both together at the same time. Because I'm on a voice over internet system, so I'm not even on a, like a phone or like a handheld phone to like patch them in. It's like through the computer here at the office.
Hello?
Hey, Isaac?
Yeah.
Hey, Isaac, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good for the most part. I mean, I got a notification this morning to reach out to Chase, and he said you guys were concerned about some stuff that you've seen on BBB, and he told me he was going to patch you into the call.
Yeah,
so I was telling him, I was like, I don't know if you, are you familiar with, like, the BBB accreditation and how it works?
Not particularly.
Okay, so it's good. I was telling him because you guys get a BBB submission with your profile with us. But yeah. The BBB, it's if somebody writes something negative, like they write a negative review, you have an opportunity to resolve the issue with that client. Now, the review is not going to get removed even if you resolve the issue, right? But when you resolve it, or if you don't resolve it, your grade goes down. So you notice we're still A-plus accredited, even though there's like 32 or 33 bad reviews on there.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we have no unresolved complaints over our 20 years in business. I think that's a pretty big deal because we've worked with over 10,000 businesses that are active with us right now. So 30-something is not even 1% of our total client base. I was telling them, like, it's really important to us. Our reviews, you know, because we're right down the street from Disneyland here in Orange County in Southern California, and we have the same level of reviews as them for businesses across the U.S. I'm like, they call that the happiest place on earth. That's what I was telling him. I was like, I was really surprised when they told me that you guys were having an issue with some of the reviews that you're reading online. I mean, I know not all of them are perfect, but we've never had a client with an unresolved complaint. Our issue. So those people are either still with us or, you know what I mean, whatever the case may be, or we resolve the issue and then they're, you know, the review just sticks there though, regardless.
A lot of the reviews that were of issue to me were the,
website
the clients that had these red flags and they wanted to get all their stuff pulled and they said it took quite a while to get their, it's not only the timeliness on like website stuff, but there's a lot of confusion on timeliness of canceling subscriptions because of due to their negative experience, and they said it was just a big jumping through hoops, sales tactics type thing that you got to drive through to be able to cancel any of this, and that was a concern for us too.
No, if they cancel in the first month, that's a different story. If somebody's, like, been on board with us and they made it past the first month is tough because it's like we send out your Google PIN verification letter. We start working on everything right away. We get client interview technicians working on stuff. We were supposed to do the client interview yesterday. So those are the first month's payment. They say in the voice verification and the subscription terms, like, those ones are non-refundable. But if it's like you're 2-3 months in and you're saying, hey, you don't want to do it anymore, we're not going to hold you hostage, you know. But at that point, you should have already seen significant return on investment where you wouldn't even want to cancel anyway, right? But those guys, it also says in the service agreement, like, yeah, you could discontinue, cancel anytime, no cancellation fees. We send that to every single client in writing. So that's in your guys' subscription terms that you signed off on yesterday. And you have that a hard copy of that in the email, the neighborlylandscapers@gmail.com. So we're not going to hold you hostage if you guys don't want to work with us. And we're not going to put you on the first page and tell people, you know, to call you if you don't want them to call you. You know what I mean? It's just we just stop doing the optimization. You still keep all your online listings. You still have your Google business profile. You'll still have all your reviews. You'll still be a Google verified business. You know, we don't do anything to maliciously attack you if you quit the service. We just stop billing you and we stop doing your optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page anymore, but that's it. And then we just part ways with you.
And that is an instant billing stop for when
yeah.
that gets called, even within like the first month, or does it have to still wait that 3 months for everyone to get figured out for us to just cut billing when we want to?
No. So like the first month they say is non-refundable, but after that, I mean, it's a true month-to-month service. We always recommend okay. that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month-to-month. So it's like, there's no funny business, Isaac. Like if you guys just call me and, you know, I've been straight and narrow with you and Chase from the get-go, we can cancel
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah, we appreciate
I don't see
that,
why, I don't see why you'd want to cancel though. You know what I'm saying? Like the way I set you guys up at $249, it's literally half of what we normally charge if you look at some of the pricing structures that we have. And then mm-hmm. also Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, that you guys are coming off of, is getting their leads from doing search engine optimization on Google,
mm-hmm.
which is like normally
the $250 fee, is that like a regular knockdown thing?
Yeah, I locked you guys in. It's in your service agreement.
And mm-hmm. is that like, that's a super common price that people are paying though, isn't it?
$249 for our company, it's pretty common. Like we have $249 and $299. We like to start yeah. off usually smaller, and then we have other campaigns. Like you guys could jump into Google Ads, Google Guarantee. So we also, this is like a good starter, you know what I mean? For somebody who's like, let's say you just started your business, you want to get all your online listings up and running, get your website going, things like that. So I got you the lowest possible pricing structure that we have, but I threw in all these other bells and whistles that I had possible that are in a larger package. So you did get, like, you basically got the pricing structure for a guy that was just doing his Google listing with no, like, Facebook ads, no nothing.
No fit, okay.
No website, no anything. It's called the Essential. It's on the pricing page there I sent Chase when I first started talking to him on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, the essential starts at $299, actually. So you guys are $50 less than our lowest package pricing structure, but I have you on a platinum package service agreement. So when you look at your service agreement,